Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. Tonight we have returning with us again for our monthly segment with her is Dr. Annie Ulrich. She'll be taking your calls after giving us the April energy update. So if you've got a question, you can ask questions about dream interpretation, or if you have an intuitive type of question, you can call in and ask about that as well. The hotline is now open at 323-657-1493. Press 1 when you call in if you would like to ask a question. That notifies the switchboard that I will screen your call. So there you go. Hope everybody's had a great day today, and we're going to have a fun show tonight. And without further ado, Dr. Annie, you are back on Rated G Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How about you? I know you
I'm doing well. Things are a little crazy, but you know, all the good kinds of crazy. So I'm always grateful for all the new things that are happening. But what about you? What's been going on in your month?
Well, we've just begun, and it's going to be an active one. It's really good, very, very good for people. I have a saying for you.
Oh, cool.
The saying is, some people want it to happen, some wish it would happen, and others make it happen.
There we go.
And that's what this month is all about. It's making it happen. It's really fabulous. It's an action month. So activity and action is really, really strong. So it's going to be a really good one, I think, for everybody. We're kind of at the tail end of the Pluto-Uranus squares that we've been dealing with actually for about the last 3 years. And so this month, starting next week, right after Easter, things actually start to balance out. So that's really,
Finally.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It really is. And people, everyone I know has been waiting for that to happen. It's like, oh, God. Yeah, it's just a really good time. We've got on April the 4th, which is Saturday, is the full moon. It's a Libra full moon. I wrote on my Facebook page that it was Aries, but we're in Aries. We're now in Aries, and so that's why I put that on there. But it's actually a Libra full moon. And so whenever you're in the energy of Libra, it usually brings in balance. So that's really kind of nice to know. And we not only is it a full moon, it's a total solar eclipse. I mean, lunar eclipse this time. So we've got, it's another powerhouse, another really strong energy here. And some people actually are calling it the blood moon. And the reason they call it a blood moon is because the earth casts its shadow on the full moon, and it looks red, or it has like a brown, rusty color. So it's
okay.
Very potent, and it's strong, really, really strong. It's what they call a transformational lunation. So if you've been waiting for things to happen or wanting things to happen, it's time to get up and get out there and make it happen for yourself. It's also a time for letting go. Let go of what is not working for you. And most of the people that I've talked to over the last month or two here have been in a releasing mode and releasing old ideas, old concepts, old belief systems, you know, things that are just not working in the way that they used to. So we're being asked to let go of all of that old news and patterns. So it's a releasing time. All those re-words, I call them, you're realigning, reorganizing, and reassessing, and saying goodbye to that which has no meaning any longer in your life, and you're moving into a very forward and progressive and positive time. And the four, which is April, we are in the month of April, it's the fourth month, and the four is all about organizing and getting the work done. Discipline, dedication, really wanting to move things forward. And so it's a really positive energy field that we're all in. And it also brings in good luck and breakthroughs and happy serendipity kinds of events, surprising and surprising linkages, like you meet someone for lunch and you go out to lunch and you end up meeting someone that makes a huge impact on your life. That type of thing is in the air. So go out and be social and get in the world so that all of the ethers, all the universe, all the energy knows that you are there and you are participating, and then they can bring opportunity to you. So it's really, really a good time.
April sounds like a great month.
Well, it's a strong month. It's a really strong month. It's taking all of the creative energy of March, which is the third month. You're taking all of that real creative energy, good ideas, you know, all of that great creative juice, and actually making something with it in the fourth month. So that's really great. And the ideas are now becoming manifest. And four, the number four, again, being the number of form. It's solid and building a solid, firm foundation. So that's really terrific, too.
Well,
good
stuff abounds. So
yeah.
Wow. Well, do you know that we
time.
Have? Yeah, it's. I think April is going to be a great month for a lot of folks.
Well, you know, it's a really good time for you and for anybody in the creative industry. It's a great time for writing books, producing plays, making plans for any ideas or projects that have a creative imagination base. So it's a very productive time of the year for you, too. So this is when you get to really produce and product. And you're going to see things happening. So it's time to get out there and let people know what you think, you know, what you want, what's going on. And it's a good time also to act on your intuition and trust your gut feelings and move in that direction instead of thinking yourself into a frenzy, or actually thinking ourselves stops the action if you get into the mental thing, you know, too much. So it's just taking those gut instincts and running with them and see where they lead you, because that's, again, serendipity, you know, surprise. You're going to be surprised. Which is good. We all need that.
Sometimes I think that serendipity that you're talking about really comes, and you know, just like you said, in the strangest ways. But it does bring forth these fantastic relationships, and you know, for opportunities to you that you would go, oh, I'm, you know, and here I am. I wanted to stay home and be a hermit all day long. I'm so glad I went out because this happened, and now you know it's changed my life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and health-wise, people in the fourth month have a lot of nervous energy, and that helps in stimulating, you know, you to get out and go and try things and get involved with people. And so that's important to remember, you know. Good stuff. Deep breathing exercises and meditation are also really, really good for people during this fourth month, because you, through the meditative practice, what happens is that you formulate your plans, and that way you can act, and then you can get up and get out and implement them. So
very
it's a
cool.
busy time.
Very, very yeah. good. Well, we've got a bunch of callers tonight. Are you ready to take some calls?
Mm-hmm.
I've got, let's see, and everybody who I've screened so far, I've got your birthday and month along with your name. If I haven't screened your call yet, I'm going to get to you next while we bring Kimberly on the line. And Kimberly's birthday is November 5th. Kimberly, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are
Hi
you?
There. How are you?
Good.
How can I help you?
Well, can you do dream interpretation, or should I
yes.
ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I took a nap today, and it's sometimes a little crazy for me to dream, but mm-hmm. I've been asking God for direction. So I had this dream about me going down the highway, and I was going down the right way, and then all of a sudden it was the wrong way. And then I got back on the right way, and then it's like I was going down this route, and all of a sudden the road that I was going down had bulldozers by it, like it was being revamped. And then I woke up.
Wow, that's a dream. That's a busy dream, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was. Well, you know what? It's a great dream. It's a wonderful dream for you, because you've been asking for guidance, right?
Yes.
And so your dream was all about direction. What direction are you going in? And you're on a highway. So the highway is telling you that you are on your path. It represents your path. And you're going along, and everything, and it seems to be that you are traveling the right way and the right way and the right way. But not only is it the right way, but it also symbolizes creativity, the right brain activity is all about creativity. Now, when you all of a sudden find yourself going left in the wrong way, that means you're getting stuck in your head. The left is left brain. And it means that you are getting too mental about it as you travel along the path. When you start to, you know, and we all go through this, but it's telling you that your left brain thinking gets you in trouble. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat tonight. But anyway, don't get caught up in the mental process so much, and trust.
Okay.
Just stay in that right brain, because stay in your creativity and look at the world in terms of, how can I create this in the way that I want it? And use that as your inspiration. And I think you'll really be amazed at what happens. Now, towards the end of the dream, there were bulldozers, right?
Yes.
And so that would actually tell you that when you're using bulldozers, it's usually to create something different, right? They're going to tear
right.
up everything. The road is under construction, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Well, you're under construction. Your mental processes are under construction. And we need to bulldoze it and see what we can create from this, create something new. So you had a fabulous dream. And the dream
wow.
is really all about transformation. And it's exactly what you asked for.
Okay.
Does it make it better sense now?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. Well,
cool.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that
Thank
with
you.
Us. It's inspirational.
Thanks,
Yay.
Kimberly.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Night. And we're going to go to Facebook. We got a listener who popped in at about a quarter till, and I'm going to get her birthday. Her name is Mary. Her birthday is September 6th, and Mary's question is, she says that she's found somewhere to move to, but she can't practice her craft in her home. Will she find a healing room that she can now afford, even if I, and it says, even if I make it happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think that you, when you find something that you that works for you, whether it be a place of business or a place of residence, that gives you a solid base to go from, to create from. So if you have to create and go out into the world and find a workspace, that will happen because we're always given what we can work with. And so it's a very positive thing that you have been given a place of residence, right? So just keep the her vision open and her heart open and receptive, and she will be amazed at what comes in terms of opportunity for her to practice her business or to do her business in another way. So getting that base, that secure base, and creating a place of healing and peace and tranquility, that's what's important. And then you can pretty much go anywhere from there.
Cool.
And you'll be given the tools for it, too.
She already wrote back, I like that, with a big smiley face. So good luck, Mary. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
And then our next caller is Craig, and Craig was born on January 8th. Craig, you're now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like a dream interpretation, please.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yes, this morning I had an interesting dream. I had a dream that somehow I came up with $200,000 and $150,000. And next thing you know it, I gave $200,000 to a church or a charity. But somehow I ended up trying to get it back. But while they began the process of trying to get the money back, I woke up. And that was it.
Uh-huh. And so what are you striving? What is it that you are striving for in your faith right now?
In my faith?
In your faith. Would you consider yourself a spiritual person?
Yes, I do.
And so you had a dream, and you had it this morning. Is that right?
Yes.
What time? Was it right before you woke up?
It was, right before I woke up.
Are you really active in your church?
Sort of, kind of, not really.
Okay, would you like to become more active in it?
Yes.
That's what the dream is telling you. You really want that spirituality. You want to be a part of that organization and really to put all of yourself in it 100%. And you can't. There's something that's stopping you from doing that, and it's probably making a living, paying the rent or whatever, but because it has a monetary value connected to it, the $200,000 and then the $150,000, that is a lot of money to a lot of people. And probably to you, too. So how do you value your faith is the question. And it seems like that is what the dream is asking you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because right now I'm struggling financially.
Yeah. And so what you're being told is have faith and really trust. Make yourself, trusting is what I call radical trust because there's no, you don't see the end result yet. You don't know how it's all going to work, but the trust and the faith is it will work. And as long as you keep on that track, then whatever your heart's desire is or whatever you can vision can actually happen. So it's a really good dream. And this is a good month to put that into action because it's all about trust, trusting in a higher power. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So does that answer your question?
It sure does. Thank you very much.
Good. You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And our next caller is Isaiah, and Isaiah was born August 16th. Isaiah, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please. Isaiah,
hello.
You're live. It's your time to shine. I'm going to put him back on hold for just Isaiah, we're going to come back to you. Next caller is Patricia. Patricia was born January 24th. Patricia, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Annie. This is
Hi.
Patricia.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you
good.
So very much. I appreciate your time. My question is, first of all, I just want to let you know I know all the rules and regulations to the code enforcement in my neighborhood. But my question is, I have a neighbor that is a very bad pack rat, and he's bringing in junk into his yard. And it's bringing down the neighborhood property values and everything. And then there's two houses that are foreclosed, and the yards have not been taken care of. So before I move forward to make official complaints, I wanted to find out if there's some developments that are going to come forward by miracle to clean the neighborhood up. I don't know if that's a... too broad of a question, but that's what's
well,
going on.
Well, is there
now.
anyone besides you in the neighborhood that's concerned about this?
Oh, yes, everybody is.
Are you all together
Not
on the
really.
Same page?
No, I seem to have to do everything. I mean, I've already gotten some people in trouble for what they've done, and I just don't want to walk down that road again. I would like to know if, just by chance, Spirit is on my side, because I do know that miracles do happen. And I just wanted to find out if there's going to be some developments. I don't know what's going on in this man's mind, the one that is pack-ratting all the junk.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to find out if he's going to change or... just maybe by chance he'll have a dream or something that'll tell him to clean up.
We could all we can only hope for that, right? But
yeah.
Actually, you are in a year here, just energetically speaking, where you are you're questioning everything around you and. And probably yourself too, you know, why am I here? What am I doing? What is this all about? And so you're asking all the questions. The thing about this energy too is that, again, it's very interesting because our previous caller had a faith call, I would say, and this is the same energy. You are being asked to trust and to take that faith that you have and really make it work for you and for the highest good of all concerned. So my take on all of the energy that's around you is that it would be very, very, I think, good for you personally to do a lot of prayer work or meditation where you are sending, you know, white light around this neighbor that is doing things that you are not in agreement and are probably not healthy for the whole neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So if you can surround him with white light and just know that his highest good is being served, that the highest good of the whole neighborhood will be served. And if you, you know, just do some love meditations and keep on putting out that positive energy, the reason that it works is because you can't, when you have that much positive energy coming at you, there is nothing you can do but change. And so that's what you want to create. You want to create a positive change for him and for everyone else, right?
Yeah, it was either that or I'm thinking about maybe I'm going to be moving away from here. So,
well, don't let people, you know, you don't want to have to move out of your space, but lighten it up and create the space that you know, that you would really love to have, ideally. If you can do that mentally, it will, it'll happen. It's amazing what happens.
Okay.
So, but don't get, you know, there's one thing that I say to my clients all the time and to my students, don't get stuck on the form. Because if you do that, then the only thing that can happen is what you are concentrating on. So if you have it stuck in your mind that it has to be a certain way for him to make a difference, then it's not going to work. But if you do concentrate on the highest good of everyone concerned and that everyone's getting their needs met, then it can happen.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
try it.
I will keep praying.
Please do, and I will too.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
Thanks, Patricia, for the call. Good luck to you. We're going to try Isaiah again. Isaiah, you're back live with Dr. Annie, and Isaiah's birthday is August 16th. Go ahead, please.
Yes, how you doing? I'm sorry about that. I had put my phone on mute, and I couldn't get the button off.
That's okay. We appreciate you doing that, too. Go ahead.
My question is based upon relationship, love life.
Uh-huh.
I've been separated from my wife about a year and a half. 3 months ago, for the last 3 months, we've been okay, but then all of a sudden something happened and she discontinued, like disconnected herself. And my question is, do you see us getting back together or possible someone else coming? Because I've been praying to God, but it don't seem like my answer's been praying. I mean, my prayer's been answered.
Well, this year, it looks like September of 2015 that things turn a corner for you in terms of relationships. And you've got really good positive energy that starts to operate in September for you. As far as a love relationship is concerned, and it'll be really, really good for you. And I do definitely see you in a love relationship by the end of this year. Between now and then, what you are doing is freeing yourself up from anything that is holding you back or tying you down or, you know, really restriction in any way. Sometimes the people that we love are not for our highest good. And sometimes we need to, you know, release that. And if you can do that, it sounds to me like you've been trying for a long time in
yes.
in your current relationship. And so if you can just hand it over to God, and then ask for the healing of this relationship, you will have a healing with your relationship, the old one, and you'll also be open to a brand new one.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yeah, I get it.
Good.
Okay.
Well, do that, because then, you know, you can heal that the old way, because obviously the old way that you were relating isn't working.
Right.
So
okay.
you're looking for a new and just a more open way of relating to people in your life, and that will bring in
okay.
a love relationship. But in September, definitely. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Right.
Good luck to you. And we're at the halfway point of the show. Tonight's an hour show, and we are lucky to have Dr. Annie Ulrich on the show. She is taking your calls, dream interpretation, intuitive questions, things like that. But I will remind everybody, on the show page, there's a little promo there for Dr. Annie. If you have not taken advantage of a either in-person or Skype or even a telephone extended reading, I'm going to highly encourage you to invest in yourself and actually spend a little bit of money and treat yourself to something that will be really eye-opening and life-changing. It's, of course, really fun when you call in and are able to talk to Dr. Annie for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, but it is off the charts, really super cool to be able to get an entire hour with her. So if you have a chance to do that, I encourage you to do that. Also, Dr. Annie has a fantastic life energy cycle chart that she is going to give you for free for being a listener tonight. And you can get a free copy of your life energy cycle chart just by emailing her. The email is on the show page. Just click the little link and you can get it. It's TEALVS, like tea leaves, but TEALVS @yahoo.com. I say that. I'm spelling that out for our friends on chat and Spin Radio and also Westar Radio in the UK who are listening live at 5 p.m. drive time coming home in the UK. So if you'd like to get some more information from Dr. Annie, you can go ahead and get that as well. Okay. With
that's
that, right. Oh, there's also a link to her website, so go click that. You can find out all kinds of other cool stuff. Before we take our next caller, Dr. Annie, is there anything else we should try to plug or make sure people know about for you?
No, I think that's really good. And I do phone consultations also. So if they can't get here in person, they can definitely
absolutely
connect. It's great.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Well, no,
you're
thank
awesome.
You for doing what you do. I will tell you, you know, seriously, folks, if you are in Southern California or planning to come to Southern California and want to do something like that, it really is a huge treat to experience it live and in person. It's always cool to do it over the phone, but it's really an outstanding experience in person. Okay, so let's get back to the callers who have been patiently waiting here. Our next caller is Renee, and Renee was born October 6th. Renee, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling about my love life. someone came in and they're gone. They weren't here for long, but what can I do differently to attract the person? And, I mean, like, is there anyone coming or is this person coming back?
Well, you know, you are going into a really strong relationship energy, and for the next couple of months, what you are doing is looking at, or you should be doing.
Okay.
I hate to should on people. This is not good, but yeah, I would highly recommend that you take a look at the way you relate to your world, and that includes everybody.
Okay.
How do you relate with the people in your life, and how do you want to change it? What are you going to keep? What are you going to get rid of? all of that kind of thing. Because this latest one that came in and connected with you and then all of a sudden isn't there anymore, that is kind of a tip-off to you that says, I think maybe it's time to change the way that I'm relating here. And so think about that, just to, you know, kind of hang out with that idea and see, you know, what comes up for you. And the reason I'm saying all of this is because you are definitely going to have the opportunity for a very strong and lasting relationship at the end of this year. So wait until you get like to the end of summer and the fall months, and you will be in a really, I think, solid relationship at that point. So use this time to kind of just clear things out and just take a look at what you really want in a relationship. That's always a good place to start.
That makes sense. So this person was kind of here to help me a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night and appreciate your call. And our next caller is Tom, and Tom was born January 27th. Tom, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. What I would like to know is, I'm going on an over-the-road job in a few weeks, in fact, next week, and I'd like to know how that's going to go for me for the next 5 or 6 weeks, and how is my family going to be at home without me?
Ah, okay. I think that things are going to be okay for you. This is this a promotion of some kind?
No, it's not. It's new aspects for me.
Okay. Is it something new that you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then it's really going to work out well for you, because you are at a, what I call energetically, a pinnacle point, which means that you're going to the next level in your work or career and the way that you create money in your life. So it's going to be, I think, very, very good for you and really successful. And it's challenging all at the same time. So all of the things that you are worried about or brings up fear for you, and just move through it. That's the only thing I can say to you, and I can't say it strong enough. Move through whatever it is that you need to in order to get to that pinnacle point, because you will be really, really glad that you did. And I feel as if everyone around you is supportive of it. And so that's good. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Then you can't get a better opportunity than right now to do exactly what you're doing. So just go for it.
And how's my family going to be while I'm gone? Are they going to be okay?
Yeah, they're all going to be fine. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Good deal. Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tom,
Tom,
for the call. Have a great night, and call back next month. Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
And it looks like we've got a ton of people that are calling, and we've just got one more person, it looks like, that is on hold. So we're going to get to her in just a quick second. But if you do want to call, you got about 20 minutes left at 323-657-1493. And we will take as many calls as we can in the next 20 minutes. But we're going to jump to the Blog Talk chat room here. And we have Kimberly, born September 4th. And Kimberly wants to know about her love life. When will love come?
Well, it looks like she's got a really good shot at it this year, and it looks like maybe the summer months, June, July, August, is romantic, very romantic. So take advantage of any social invitations that come your way and move out into the world as much as possible. Become very social because you're going to meet new people and make new contacts, and of course that brings in new opportunities for connection on a romantic level. Because I do see a romance around her, definitely, and it looks like it's going to be in the summer months. So summer parties, summer vacation, all of those things are conducive to creating that romantic energy. So she's in a romantic time right now. Actually, she could actually end up engaged by September, October.
Wow.
Jeez. Okay.
Holy cow, that's fast.
If she does, tell her she's got to call us and let us know.
Yeah, Kimberly, you're going to keep us updated here. And it looks like our last call of the night, unless we have other brave souls who have already, because I see all of you on the call screen, if you would like to ask Dr. Annie a question, just press 1. Otherwise, I know you're just listening from your phone, which is wonderful also. Thank you for doing that. But our last call right now is Deb, and Deb was born February 1st. Deb, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi, how are you, Deb?
Good. I'm enjoying listening. Very interesting.
Good. Good. How can I help you?
I have a question regarding my job. It just seems like things are very tense, and I want to know if you see that continuing or...
Tension is in the office?
Yeah, not with a coworker, but just with the boss.
Uh-huh.
Just very stressful right now. Just feel like I can't do anything right. Like, you know, I don't know, just like it's not my fault, but you feel like it is, you know?
Yeah, I get it. It's what I'm getting around you is that it's not personal. It's emotions. There's a lot of emotions going on with the person in charge, and so when a boss is going through emotional turmoil, who gets the flack? Or gets the, you know, you end up being the receiver on the receiving end of all that stress, anxiety, negativity, whatever it is. And so that makes you feel like you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So what I need to say to you is don't take it personally. And that's hard to do. It is hard to do. But also, it's really interesting because you're in a really good place right now to get your needs met too. So, talk things over, or it's really, really important to keep the lines of communication open. And have you talked to this person about, is there something that I can help you with at all? Or are you not on that?
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, okay. Because what I get around you just energetically is cooperation. Be working in cooperation with others, and your needs get met by negotiating. And so it might be a really good time to learn the art of negotiation, which is getting your needs met first, you know. Speak up, speak out, let people know how you think, what you're thinking, and how you feel. And you can do that in a positive way, not not a blaming way. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Are you thinking or have you been taking any classes lately? Or thinking
no,
about
No, I
it?
Haven't.
Okay.
I've also at the office got a side business that they provide the space for me to do that.
Oh, good.
So,
well, that's
really
good.
I think that's going well, but it's like a you know, as long as I'm there with the main position, then that space is mine. But, you know, I got to be doing both.
Right.
And,
well, what I see around you is that by, you know, October, November of this year, that you are doing things in a much more creative way and in a way that you really want to do it. So that would be really like having success in your private endeavors. So you can look forward to that. That's all really good. But, you know, what your key is here, I think, for this year all the way through is communication, communicating, making sure that people understand who you are, what you want, and how you want to get it, and really let, you know, keeping those lines of communication really open. That's most important.
Okay. So you see things staying the same, like employment-wise, and yeah, you see the boss kind of mellowing out more as time goes by.
Right. There's a balancing out that happens, and it has to do with your, you know, your willingness to speak out. And to tell them what your needs are, and is there anything that you can do to help them? How can we make this work for both of us?
Yeah. It's just a very stressful industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what industry are you in?
Oil.
Oh, interesting.
And the prices are in the basement right now.
Yeah.
So
that they are. Oh, my goodness. Ay, ay, ay. Well, are they looking at any alternatives? Is that company, do you know?
You mean like...
newer,
and
different
there's been talks of selling,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to sell when it's, you know, this kind of a market either.
No. Well, I think that it's definitely whatever your independent business is going to be successful. And as the year goes on, it gets better. So just things will even out, you know, around you.
Okay.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, Deb.
Thanks, Deb. Best to you.
Thanks.
And we have one more question from the Blog Talk chat room here. We have Gina, and Gina is born January 8th. And Gina wants to know about her love life in 2015.
Okay. Interesting. So there's a lot of balance. There's more balance in her life coming in, and she should be feeling it now in April. April is a really good month for you, definitely, and August. Those 2 months are like high energy, bringing to you your heart's desire. So romance, and not only, there's two romances. So maybe one in...
Wow.
One this month and one in in August. But it's really good. It's very, very good, very solid, and really, really strong. So she's in a really good place for meeting people and really connecting with people, and tell her to get out there and meet them. No, it's not going to happen online for her. And I don't know why I said that, but that's what I'm being told. So,
okay, cool.
Socialize. Get out there.
Get out there, Gina. You're going to have some romance headed your way.
Yep.
And I hope that information is helpful to her. And that's it for our callers today. We had a ton of people here, but we still have a lot of people that are listening on the telephone, but they don't want to press that magical one to ask a question, which is interesting because we usually get a lot of people that, you know, it's very rare that they just want to call and listen from their telephone.
Yeah.
They must be out and about, and they knew that you were coming on because the calls are always just lined up out the door. So before I let you go, any last words of wisdom or thoughts for the night? And then I'm going to wish you well and bid you adieu.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on again. I just love this, love doing it. So enjoy enjoy the month and enjoy the weekend. This weekend's a very powerful weekend for everybody. You know, it's really interesting because it's actually Easter being the feast of resurrection, right? So
yeah.
Everyone is being reborn. And if you can really get in touch with that energy within yourself, then it's amazing what will happen. And better levels of health, I think, for everybody. And energy. I mean, you know, I think that by the end of March, everyone was just completely depleted, wrung out. And most people I did know, do know, was like that. And now it's a kind of resurgence and re-energizing of everything, and everything in nature. We're in the spring, right? Well, here in the northern climes, we're in spring, and in Southern California, we're in summer. We went straight from fall into summer, and we didn't have any winter at all. So we're lucky. Yeah. But
Awesome. Anyway,
I'll see you and talk to you all next month.
Next month, we'll see you. Yay. Dr. Annie, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thanks, Garrett. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Everybody, we've had Dr. Annie Ulrich. She's been our VIP special guest star tonight. Of course, you can visit her website on the Internet by clicking the link on the show page to go do that. But if you'd like to get your complimentary copy of the Life Energy Cycle Chart that she will email to you free of charge, it is chock full of really cool information about how your year progresses and the cycles in which you can expect it to flow. It's fascinating reading, and it's easy, too. You can get that at TLeaves, TEALVS, TLeaves@yahoo.com, and that's for the folks at West Star Radio Network who are listening to us driving home. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to play one song here called Life is a Song in Me by recent Friday Night Dance Party guest Carmen Lunday, and I'll be back to wish you a good night right after this.
You make me sing. Life is a song in me.
Carmen Lundy there for you to wrap up your night. Again, thanks, Dr. Annie Ulrich, for being our VIP special guest star. Tomorrow night on the Friday Night Dance Party, we have Tom Goss. We're going to be playing music from his album, Wait, and talking about his musical journey through the ages here. Tune in live tomorrow night. That's going to be 10 p.m. East, 7 West. Thanks to everybody on West Star Radio for listening. We love being part of your radio enjoyment for the night. And if there's something you want to hear, just send me an email at garrett@garrettmiller.com or like the Rated G Radio fan page on Facebook. Don't drive distracted. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, Friday. Be safe.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.